Right, so I just want to finish up. I really want to get into the next SIF, but I want to finish up what we didn't quite finish yesterday. Speaking about then the topic of this siman, our siman here is siman Kuf Pei Zayin is Rodam Machmas Tashmish. So we had a machlokas. So first of all, we had a machlokas discussed yesterday whether the first two times count. The first time counts, and then you start keeping the three, or the first one counts as a three, and so on. We discussed last time. But I wanted to mention that the Achronim kind of struggle with it a little bit because there would seem to be a stira. I don't know if I made this clear yesterday, so I want to say it again. The very end of Siman Kuf Pei Vav, Sif Hei, previous Siman, which I told you is a very strange Sif because it just says, I'll read it again in 22. Imro Sadam, Machmas Tashmish, Shalosh Pam Ritzufim, Asul Shamish Olam Oso, Baal, these Bor, Besimah Shacharzeh. So what's going on here? I mean, what are you telling us? You know, make sure you turn the page to see what happens next. I mean, we're going on. So what exactly is the issue there? And then it goes on in our siman to explain the dinim of Morodam Achmas Tashmish. So it's very difficult to understand what that sif is about. But more complicated, I think that's what the Achronim here are struggling with a little bit. Maybe you have a bit of a stira. It's not just Tom. Why does he tell us, why does he tell us this thing in Siman Kuf Pei Vav and then just announce what's coming up and, you know, as a preview of coming attractions? Why does he do that? The answer is because he's telling us something. There in Sif Hei, it looks like three straight times, including the first time. First time it counts as time number one. So that's like the Rambam, like the Ramban. On the other hand, by us, it appears, again, borrowing the language of the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch by us says in Sif Aleph and Kuf Pei Zayin, Isha Shirosa Dam Machmas Tashmish, okay? So then, Shirosa Dam Machmas Tashmish, then we have the three times. That's more like the Ravid, right? So the Shach and the Taz here by us in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, Sukkot Aleph and Sukkot Beis, Sukkot Aleph and the Taz, Sukkot Beis and the Shach. So it means the same thing, right? It really means the same thing. Sukkot Aleph, 23, the Taz says, Imo Satash, which counts the first one. Don't get too excited. So he'll have to figure out what they're telling us in Siman Kuf Pei Vav, Sif Hei. But okay, so just the announcement of what's coming next. I mentioned you have that a little bit in the Ramo also by the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur. Hilchos Yom Kippur, he tells you about building a sukkah, and Motzei Yom Kippur, he tells you the same thing in the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, the very next siman. Okay, and it's a shach also, right? The Imar Rishon. But the Torah Hashlomim suggested a possible nafkamina, right? Namely, no, maybe it's two different dinim. It depends. One is talking about Ein Lo Veses, one is talking about Yesh Lo Veses. Okay, Yesh Lo Ein Lo Veses. So then the first Riyah counts, and Yesh Lo Yesh Lo all right, what did he say towards the end? Okay, but yeah, for the five lines in the bottom of 25, that's the Torah Hashomer Siv Cotton Bays. He says, "Isha she'ein lo vesas she'posa tzarach b'dika achar tashmish al kain posa the gam riyah rishonah mechlal," because she's supposed to do b'dikas anyway, so therefore the first one counts. But Rukan here in our siman, right? Rukan b'siman zeh she'etik loshan shas b'shemeres gimel pamim ha'inu b'isha she'ein lo vesas, and then you need three times after the first riyah. So they're talking about two different situations. So it's not stam that the end of Siman Kuf Pei Vav is just telling us what's coming up next. It does, but it makes a difference. That was the chilek that the Torah Shalom drew. And the Chassam Sofer, who the first part of that Shuvah, the Chassam Sofer in Chilek Erodeya Siman Kuf Samach Dalad, 27, that the Pisrei Tshuva, and Sukkot and Beis referred to this Tshuva. So he first says that you need each time with each of the three husbands, but the second time he says it depends when you're asking, right? They're two different dinim. If your psak is going to make her get divorced from her husband, she comes now after she had one re'iyah, introductory re'iyah, we'll call it. Then she had two more, and now she's asking a shalom. Now you're going to tell, well, okay, you're going to have to get divorced. Goodbye. So then we'll be making and say the first one didn't count, right? So she has one more shot, so to speak. But if she's coming after just a second, and now it's I'm sorry, if she's coming again, if she's coming that right after the second, so we'll say that the first one did count. The first one plus the introductory one and another one. Now we'll say the first one did count because that's not paskening that she's gonna have to get divorced right now. That's the chilek which the Chassam Sofer presents. So I'm saying, if your decision will result in having a divorce, then we won't count the first time. But if we won't, then we do. So again, according to these Achronim, the Chassam Sofer, the Torah Shlomim, so the two different cases, the end of Siman Kuf Pei Vav is one case, and our case is something different. Okay, does everyone get that? I don't know if I made that clear last time, that that's what they're trying to get at, the Achronim. They're trying to, again, the Shach and the Taz, that's all means the same thing. And Sestam, don't pay too much attention to that Sif at the end of Kuf Pei Vav, it's just telling what's coming up next. But according to the Taras HaShomim, according to the Chassam Sofer, they're talking about two different situations, they're two different dinim. Okay? Yeah, good. That's what we mentioned, I want to clarify. So just to finish up these sources here, in this first packet. So if you look carefully, go back again to the original Gemara. The original Gemara was on Samech Hayamid Beis, on the bottom of the page, and either source one, Tana Rabbanan, Haroe Dam Machmas Tashmish. Right? Haroe Dam Machmas Tashmish. Simple, straightforward statement. So then it tells you what the din is. If you take a look in the Rif, okay, in 28, we alluded to it yesterday, but in 28, the Rif is in Shavuos, and the Beis and Beis, he quotes this Gemara with a little different of a Nusach. He says, Tana Rabbanan, Nises, Then it goes on to tell the same din. Mishamesh is Pam Rishono, Shneel Shlishes, Mikan Reilachot, the Shamashel, Tisgarish, and that husband. And he's referring to this Gemara. We don't have the word Nises in our Gemara. Our Gemara is as I printed in Source 1, at Samachayan Bezanid, this is Tan Rabbanon, Haroa Dam, Machmas Tash. That's all it says, is Roa Dam. The Rif evidently had a different gear, so the word Nises is inserted in there. She's married. And then it goes on to say the same dinim as appears in that Gemara. The Gemara continues on Samach Vav Meralef and Amr Sechta Nida. And it's Evatina Asila Acher. And then the same thing happened the second time. It goes the third time, etc. Okay. But the implication is, according to the Rif, apparently this is after Nisuin. Okay. After Nisuin. She saw three times, meaning right after Nisuin. Right, that's how you could possibly read the Rif. You could be medayik from this Rif that this whole problem is only if she sees Dam the first three times right after she gets married, but not later on in the marriage. Not later on in the marriage. Okay, later on in the marriage, won't, this is only a problem if this situation develops right at the beginning. Okay, she never was able to be with this husband without seeing Dom. The first three times she had to be with this husband, she sees Dom. So then we have a problem. But if they're married, it never happened before. Now suddenly it did happen, then you could be medayik for the Rif. There wouldn't be a problem. It very severely limits the whole expanse of the din of Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. You hear what I'm saying? If you're medayik that way from the Rif, and that Lashon of the Gemara, that Nusach that he seemed to have, so then you could die because this whole problem is only if she sees Dom right away when she gets married and has beer, but not later on in their marriage. Okay? And then therefore there would not be a problem of Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish if it happens later on, because obviously it happens later on. It means that many times they had Tashmish that didn't happen. So there's no reason to say they have to get divorced. So she'll figure out what the problem is and deal with it. But it's not, it's an interesting diuk. And the truth of the matter is, some poskim seem to paskin that way. We look in 29, the Maharil, the Tshuvas Maharil HaChadosh of Simon Kuf, okay? He quotes a Tshuva, okay? From Rabbeinu Chananel, quotes a statement from, not Tshuva from Rabbeinu Chananel, but a statement from Rabbeinu Chananel. The Tshuva, the Maharil, quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, Heikel Yosef Yosef, tremendous kula. Okay, and he says, and he quotes that regarding a different din, which we'll get to shortly today, the Bedika Shoferis, okay, examining with a tube, which we really want to talk about mostly today. So it segues into that. But he says, that's only Be'isha Shemiyah. Look at the second line of the part that's printed in the paragraph in source 29. Again, this is the Tshuvas Maharil HaChadoshos Simon Kuf. Be'isha Shemiyad Achar Nisueha Niskalkel Baila Gimel Pamim. The low Hoya Bios shall Heter. Okay, she never had a proper Bios Heter with this husband. The first three times they were with each other, okay, she had Dam, Machmas Tashmish. And he says that's the language of the Brisa. Dam Rina Brisa, Nises, Virosa Machmas Tashmish, Rishona Shneel Shlishis, Mashma, Shim Hurgala Bekochas, the Surah Uda Hetera. But if she had, many times, perfectly acceptable Tashmish with his husband, and never didn't believe. Sulo mitzvah labaila, I feel begin will be a shaliser. Adkan. Kain hevi das ben chanano, and so on. So that's how the Maharil also seems to pass, because it quotes the ben chanano, that this din is only applicable if she saw Dom three times immediately after the marriage. Okay? The Shulchan Aruch Rav also quotes this in our Simon, Kuf Pei Zayin, in Sif Mem Zayin, 30. Okay? V'lav hachi das ben chanano, Shalo Asra Ishal Bala Bara Machmas Tashmish Gimel Parmer Tzuvim Ella Kesherasa Kain Mitchilas Nisu Eha Shalo Hoya La Bia Shal Heter Mibal Zel Olam. The first three times they had relations after getting married, each time she bled. So that's when we have a problem of Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish. Okay? Avolim Shimsho Velo Rosa Pamacha Sachar Nisua. Afo Pishacha Kach Rosa Gamu Gimu Pamim Ritzufim. Kevan Dechazi Bebal Zeh Kochos Disura U Dehetera. Sometimes it's a problem, sometimes not a problem. So then we don't make her get divorced. Now, the Shulchan Aruch does say, Shulchan Aruch does say, this again, this is in Ar Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, in Sifrei Mem Zayin, but after Lo Kamala, we don't pask in this way. Okay? We don't pask in this way. But nonetheless, the Shita does exist, so we should just be aware of it. The Mordechai, in the Hilchas Nidal of Mordechai 31, okay, writes, Ve'ein lechalek, bein isha haniseis atam echadash, when Isha Anisas Mikama Yamin, okay, Kidichilik, he has Reish Tafra, when the time it should say Reish Ches, Menuchanano, the Ein Nir Lechalik. So, you know, the Mordechai says we don't make a chilik, and if you look back in the Shulchan Aruch, in the source 16, that's how there are more paskins. You look, we saw it yesterday, in source 16, here in our Sif Aleph, about three lines from the bottom, the Ein, the Ramor writes, the Ein Chilik, Bain im rosa gimel pomim miyad shenisa, ubein niskalkal acharkach v'rosa gimel pomim. Okay, the Ramor paskins like this Mordechai, and not like this Rabbeinu Chananel, even though, and not like this Diak in the Rif. The Rif, you don't have to be medayik that way in the Rif, but, you know, you could. And that's what Rabbeinu Chananel held, but the Ramor paskins not that way. Ramor paskins, the whole din of Ro Adam Machmas Tashmish, which applies no matter what, okay, no matter what. It doesn't matter whether three times or the first three times they were ever together or happened later on in the marriage, doesn't make a difference. Okay? And yeah. And of course, it has to be consecutive. That's what we saw before. Also, just want to conclude this point by taking a look at a Tshuva Sarashbo, which is quoted here in the Ramor. The Ramor refers to it. Okay? It's 32. Tshuva Sarashbo is in Chelek Aleph Simen Tof Lamed Tes. 839. Omnom. 32. Im lo rosa begimel tashmishin ritzufim, velo begimel tashmishin shoven bedilug, de lo kova la vesas liros dam mishas tashmish, lo be e shove, ela vesas liros bedilug shove, velo be vesas bedilug shove, ozim nimsa al shoa chaka kolke agam na sharia la baila, ad shibu na vesas liros dam mishas tashmish, o be shove, o bedilug. Okay, it has to be some sort of a pattern. That's what the Rashbo is arguing. Okay, in this tshuva, it has to be three consecutive times, or it has to be an exact, you know, like a dilug, exact the time span, you know, time elapsed kind of thing. Omnam hayom shurgal and liros b'shas tashmish choshelam. Again, she has to be choshish for those days. It's similar to really to a vessus. All right, but in any event, that's what the Rashbo mentions, and the 16 again. The Ramah refers to this Tshuva Sarashbo. The only problem is again that's the four lines in the bottom. The first day, Elu Gimel Pamim Tzvichon Lis Ritzufim. I'm Lo Her Ritzufim Lo Nesra Al Baila. Okay, that's from that, and then they quote from that the Tshuva Sarashbo. All right, and again, it doesn't according to Ramah. There's no chilik between it was the first three times they ever had relations, or it happened. Later on in the marriage. Okay, so that's just to finish us up. Any problems? That finishes up what we mentioned last time. So we'll continue from there now with the next sif. Okay, so here we come to the point. Let's take a look back in the Gemara while we still have those other sheets out. Okay, take a look back again in the Gemara. We glossed over this when we first read it because it wasn't a gear, but now it is no gear. So let's take a look again at the Gemara in Nidah Samachen Reis Gomor Samavav and Aleph. This case, Tanar Banan, we'll use our Girsa, not the Rif's Girsa. Tanar Banan, Haro Adam Machmas Tashmish, Mishameshes, Pam Rishono, Shnei Shlishes, Mekanrak Elech Lot Tashamish, meaning with that man, right? Ad Shetizgarish, Shetinel Salachet, she has to marry somebody else. This is a top of Samavav and Aleph, source one in the previous packet. Okay, Niseis la'acha v'rosa da machmas tashmish. Again, mishameshes pam rishono shnis shlishes. Mikan ve'elach lo tashamish at tishgarish tinos la'acha third husband. Niseis la'acha v'rosa da machmas tashmish. Mishameshes pam rishono shnis shlishes. Mikan ve'elach. Look at the end of the Gemara now. Mikan ve'elach lo tashamish ad shetivdok atzmo. Okay, she with the third husband now. She cannot continue to have relations with him either, and will have to remain divorced forever, basically. Ad shetivdok atzmo, until she does some form of bedika to determine that maybe her situation has been cured. Okay, maybe your situation has been resolved, and she no longer has this problem. Okay, we didn't emphasize those words, but that is what it says. Ad shetivdok atzmo. See that? The very end of that, again, that's the Gemara in Tzamach Bava Menalav. We'll go to the third husband. We'll deal with why doesn't she do the bedikah after the first husband. But we'll get that later. That'll probably be Bez Hashem tomorrow, Shia. But for now, okay, we're going to stick with what the Gemara says. The Gemara says with the third husband, she divorces husband number one. She divorces husband number two because every time she has relations, she's a Roh Adam and then, you know, need that and we have a problem. So what to do with the third husband? So, with the third husband, so it happens three times. Lo tashama, she can't be with him anymore either. Ad shetivdok atzma, so until she examines herself. So the question now is exactly what is the nature of this bedika? What is the nature of this bedika? So I'd like to look at now. Give me one second. I also wanted to look at in that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's the Gemara. So what does it mean exactly? What exactly is this nature of this bedika that the Gemara refers to? So we look now at Shir Chav Zayin, today's Shir, the next topic. Okay. Just a continuation. The Gemara there on Samach Vav Mer Aleph, Nida Samach Vav Mer Aleph, continues and asks in source one, so Ketzad Bodeka says Atzma. So how does she, what should she do to examine it? What does that, what did that Gemara mean? She can't continue with the third husband, Ad Shetivdok Atzma, until she does some for the Bedika. What is the nature of this Bedika? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Ketzad Bodeka says Atzma. Now we're in source one, the next packet, right? So Ketzad Bodeka says Atzma. So the Gemara answers, Mevia shfoferes, some type of a hollow tube. Okay, shfoferes is a tube of some sort. I'm sure it's a hollow tube. Uvesocha mikhol, like a stick of some kind. Okay, Rashi defines, Rashi in source 2, neither sound from an off, defines mikhol as kisem orach, a long stick of some sort, a twig of some sort. Umoch al rosh mikhol. Okay, Rashi, that's Rashi, and that's the Gemara, right? Okay, Mevia Shofaris of Socha Mikol Umoch Munach Arosh, some kind of a, you know, a cloth or a wad or something like that on the top of the stick. In other words, some sort of a, something on the top of the stick, some material on the top of the stick, okay? Well, now she's inserting that, and that material, that moch, that, you know, that wad is going to touch the place where she inserts it to. So she's inserting it inside that part of the body. So it's going up and it's going to hit the cloth, the moch, the wad is going to hit the top of her, you know, hit the mocker. Okay. Now, yeah. So Farshim explained the stick, what do you need the tube for? Why don't you just have a stick with the moch and put that in? But the answer is that a stick is, you know, it might scratch her going in, and they'll see dam from that. Right? The stick, the tube is smooth. The idea of the tube is that it's smooth. The stick has the moch on top of it, and it's inside of a tube because otherwise it might scratch her, you know, the tzadim on the way up. Okay, so if there was a stick, and then we wouldn't, you know. So then there was something on the tube. So that's really what the Gemara goes on to say. The Mishnah, the Gemara goes on to say, yeah, one second. Yeah. So it says, Imnimtza dam al rosh hamoch. Now you take this thing. You understand why what the Gemara is saying, why I'm saying why it had to be in a tube. Because the tube is smooth, okay, and therefore it's not going to scratch anything. Otherwise, if you use a stick, the twig, which is holding the moch, which is supporting the quad that's actually going to be testing, so then we're afraid it's going to scratch on the way up, okay? And, you know, then we're worried about the dam coming from that, okay? But here, the stick is inside the tube, okay, and you know, till it's fully inserted. So any dam that comes min hatzadim will be on the tube. You see, if you have a stick and the moch on top, so as you push it in, that could cause pressure and cause dam to come from the min hatzadim, which would not be uterine blood, okay, which is not going to help us. Okay, so therefore you put it in the tube. Okay, you put the tube up. If some dam is on the tube, that's really what the Mishnah Gemara goes on to say. Im nimtza dam al rosh hamoch biyaduah shmin hamokar huba. If indeed there is dam on the top of that wad, So there must have been kana makor. She inserted this tube into the place of the makor, into the uterus. So therefore, if there's dam when she takes it out, then obviously it's dam in a makor. Okay, biyadua shadam. Where else it came from? The moch wasn't touching its dadim. It was inside the tube until she got it in, and the top of it hit the mokar, but the moch didn't hit any other part of her body, okay, of internal body. So obviously whatever dam is on the moch came from the part that the moch touched, which is the uterus, mokar. So then we know that it's dam in a mokar. We do it, shim in a mokar. Lo nimtza dam arosho, but there's nothing when she takes it out, that's clean. So then we do it, shim in a tzadim, but whatever dam was there is minat tzadim, and therefore it's not uterine blood. And therefore, for our purposes, it's not going to be called dam machmas tashmish. The assumption is she's doing this bedika right after she saw dam machmas tashmish. And the question is, what generated that dam? Okay, was it dam because of some irritation along the side, minat stadim, which is not uterine dam, which would not render her nida, and therefore not render her roa dam machmas tashmish? Okay, or no, if you see when they do this test, you see the dam is on top of the, as it's on the moch gets bloody, gets red. So then you know it's mina mocha. Then it's taket problem. That means it's uterine blood, and that's roa dam machmas tashmish. You with me? You get the scenario here? Okay. So, but if there's no dam, lo, the second line of the Gemara on Tam of Amud Aleph here in our source one, second line of source one, lo nimtza dam arosho b'yaduosh min atzadim urash min atzadim v'tar. Okay. Then it's not a problem. Okay. That's atzadimabal. So later on, a few lines later, the Gemara asks, what do you mean, shroferes avgure mafgurlo? But the shroferes also can scratch her, right? If it's made out of wood. So Amar Shmuel, the shroferes shall aver, it's made out of lead, smooth material. Okay, the top is folded in such a way that it's not jagged. Okay, that's a detail. Okay, Rashi says, if you go a second, source, if gur mafgur shall eten ocholok misharti the motzidam. What do you mean? That thick of the tube will also be motzidam. The answer is no. It's smooth. It's made out of lead, and the top is folded over. It's kufel, and therefore won't be any problem. So bottom line is that's the bedika after she saw dam machmas tashmish. She takes this hollowed out tube with a stick on it with a cloth on top. If you find dam in the cloth, you know it came from the makor. But if no dam is found on top, then you know whatever dam she saw machmas tashmish was from the side, and therefore it's mutter. And again, the tube was used just so it won't scrape and cause any damage. Okay? Everyone with me? That's the bedika. So then, if that happens, so then she can say she can remain with this third husband because she's not roa dam machmas tashmish. Okay? Well, I mean, she was roa dam, but it's not dam neither. Right? We saw she just did an examination, an internal examination, and she didn't find anything on the part of this whole contraption that touched her makor. There was no dam there. So then whatever dam there was, obviously during dam machmas tashmish, was clear, but the dam machmas tashmish must have come from some irritation along the tzadim, you know, which is not uterine blood, and therefore it's not a problem. That's the bedika to which the Gemara refers, and then she can, if that's the case, she can remain with that husband. She's not labeled roa dam machmas tashmish. However, if the dam is taka minha, you know, the dam is taka is on the smoke that touched the mokar, then we have the problem. So now comes along the Ravid in the Balei Nefesh, source 3, okay, Sha'aretz Rebedika Simon Gimel. Behabedika hazos ein lanu achshavs. Paskin is the Ravid. We don't do this bedika anymore. She ein anu bekiyin b'achnosas hamikol. We don't exactly know what Chazal meant exactly how to stick this twig inside. Ula yischalev bo bein rosh shulitzadin, and maybe we're not sure that maybe the dam on it will came from the top and not from the tzadim and so on. So you know, we don't rely on this on this bedika. But he does say, "Miu ein motzino so mibalacha bedika." So if she did the bedika, we wouldn't automatically make a Libra husband. But that's a different issue. Okay. But the point is that the Ravid says we don't rely on this bedika anymore. Okay. We don't do it. All right. We don't know how to do it exactly. And even if someone would do the bedika, okay, we would not make her get divorced from her husband because of it. Okay. The cooler in that sense also. Right? We don't rely on this bedika. And we don't do it that way, and we wouldn't make her get divorced on account of it. But we don't rely on the bedika. The Chiddush HaRamban, agrees with the Ravid. If we take a look in source 4, the Chiddush HaRamban there in Nida, Samach Vav Manal, Diva Matzvah Hodam Akshinam, Aval Inyan Maisa, Achshav Nirin Divra HaRavid Zal, Sh'omar Ein Anu Bekiyan Bebedika Zu, Shafilu Shiadua Minat Sodim, Hari, and then the Ramban says the second point. Even if we know that it's Minat Sodim, Hari Gazu, Benos Yisrael, Bekol Rod, Tipas Dam Kechayda, Shoshevs, Shivin Akim, Bain Minamokar, Bain Minaliyah, Bain Minat Sodim. Okay, he says, what do you mean? The Ramban says that it doesn't matter. Even if we could do this, the Ravid simply says we don't know how to do this test properly, so we can't determine anything based on this test. But the Ramban says, true, I agree with the Ravid. Nirin Divrei HaRavid, the Omar Sha'amar ain't on a Bekiyin B'vdika Zu. And he says, and even if you do it, but we're Machrim anyway nowadays. The Ravid Tipos Dam Kechardo. All right? The Ramban does acknowledge, just a moment. Yeah, he does acknowledge that the Rif, Vidas Rabbeinu Zal, that's the Rif. Okay, the Rif says Shekasol Ahanig Ba'alach Lamaisa. We do write it. Okay, so we do rely on it according to the Rif, and he says, and even Afar Rabbeinu Avram, even the Ravid says Ein Motzino Sachar Bedika. All right, so. But in any event, the Ramban and the Ravid both are of the opinion that this bedikah is not done today. The Ramban says the same thing in his Hilchos Nida, so it's 5 Hilchos Nida, Parak Vav, Os Yud Tes. Bizman Azeh Ein Bodkin Bishvofares Velo Matirin Osol Becharis Dam Shepila Bim Bodka Behirah Torah Ein Motzino Son Bala. But we do rely on if she did this thing and it turns out there was no dam, then we won't make her get divorced. But we don't really do this today. We don't rely on it today. We shouldn't do this bedikah today. Where do you see anything about the Rif? So the Rif is in Shavuos Beis Mebeis, and we just saw it before in the previous packet. Right? He has asked the word six, adds the word Nisa, Niseis. Talking about Niseis Ros Adam. Okay, so we had a diak. Maybe this whole problem is only the first three times right after she got married. Okay, that we discussed before. So we'll leave that out for now. But Niseis Ros Adam Achim Tashish, Mishamesh Parmishon, Rishnias, etc., etc. And at the end, he writes, Kate said she's with the third husband. I'd come with Teres Linase. How many times can she get remarried in the third line of six? Ad Shlosha. Yes, and Mikain Lo Tinase Ad Shetivdok Atzma. Until she does this Bedika. Okay. So Kate said Bodekes. It tells the same thing, quotes the same thing with the Gemara. Okay. Kate said Bodekes. And then he says, Shroferes might also scratch. No, we're talking about a lead Shroferes. It's smooth, etc. So the bottom line is that. The Rif, you know, the Rif doesn't usually quote, the Rif usually quotes what's halacha, right? The Rif doesn't bring down a whole Gemara unless he agrees that that's the psak, because the Rif is a sefer halacha, right? So the Rif only quotes the parts of the Gemara that he thinks are relevant to halacha l'maisa. So the Ramban, in the end of the Chiddush Ramban in 4, says, the Das Rabbeinu, the opinion of the Rif is lahanig bo halacha l'maisa, since the Rif brought it, and he brought, you do this bedika, and he brought the whole Kohen Gemara, how do you get it in so it doesn't scratch, and make it out of lead, and smooth, and whatever else, and since the Rif brings the whole story down, okay, then that implies, the Rif says, no, we do it, we do rely on it today, so that's the Rif, which Ramban says, that we do perform this bedika nowadays, halacha l'maisa, okay, the Rashba also, okay, even though the Ramban, his Rebbe didn't hold like the Ramban agreed with the Ravid, but the Chiddush HaRashba, in Nida Samech Hayim Beis, Diva Machzor Ule'inyan Maisa, 7, Ule'inyan Maisa, Kosev HaRavid Zal, the Achshav Einar Bekim Rebidika Zu, okay, and he quotes the Ramban also, right, the kind about the Benos Yisrael, Chmir Latzma, etc. Ve'eino Mechur Be'enai, okay, okay, the Rashba disagrees. And we can't make a woman get divorced if the Bedika is a possibility. Even the Ravid admitted he did the Bedika, it'll be okay. So what Mehechet tasted, we should say, we're going to make a woman get divorced from a husband, maybe make a couple get divorced when there's another option, there's a way out. So the Rashba says, listen, you should do a Bedika. The Gemara says we can do it. So the Rashba says that Chas Hashom, to make a couple, again, I'll read his language, second line, the end of 7. Be'ena mechur be'ena dela olam lo echmir lo hotzish mebala akha shef shev b'dika. Right? I mean, you can do a b'dika, so why shouldn't we? The Rush, in Nida Perek Yud, Simon Gimel, goes even, and by the way, at the end, the Rashba also says, Barab al-Fasi, that's the Rif, obviously, shekoso behilchos, behalachos, nirish adayto hanik het halach ha-maisis, since, like I said before, which the Rabbanic now too, since the Rif brings this whole thing down, apparently he agrees also that we do it. So that's the position of Rashba, against the Ramban, against the Ravid. The Rosh, here in Nida also, Perek Yud, Simon Gimel, quotes the Ravid, because of Ravid Zav Achshav Ena Lebekiy and Bivdika, and also the problem in Os Yisrael. So comes the Rosh on the second line of eight. The Ein Dvar of Nirin LaHachmer Adam Midaito LaHotzi Ishu Mibaila. Okay, well, what do you mean? We should be machmer and make a husband divorce his wife when we have another option? And he asks, number one, Dema Bekiyas Shach Bivdika. What do you mean we're not bucky? The Gemara tells us what to do. Right, I mean the Gemara describes. That's the whole Gemara. What do you do? And the Rif quotes it, right? So the Rosh has a problem with the Ravid's whole time. Well, we don't exactly know how to do it. What do you mean? How hard is it? It doesn't sound like it's an exceptionally difficult process. I mean, maybe it's a little painful. Maybe it's a little bit uncomfortable. Whatever. But I mean, you know, for the Ravid to say, you know, look back in three in the Bala Nefesh, ain't anu b'kiyin b'achnos. I mean, we don't know exactly how to put it in. I don't know. The Rosh is not impressed with that. The Rosh says, what do you mean? We don't, you know, we put it in the way the Gemara says to put it in. What's the problem? Ma b'kiyin shayach b'dikazu. What kind of expertise, basically saying, is what kind of expertise is needed to put this in? Liros im adam hu b'rosh ha'moch. I mean, that's not it. How much expertise do you need to tell whether the dam came from the side, it came on the top of the moch when she started into the mocker? So, he's bothered by the whole thing, okay? And he says, the Gamar of Alphas, and he quotes again, like we said before, the Rif also brings it down. And also, Umashakosu Shagazu Bnos Yisrael, Korotim Azam Kechardo, Shilshevazov Shivan Akiyim, Afila Dush Runa Tzatim, okay? Really? He said, we're machmer, you know, on the tip of Azam Kechardo, even if it came in Atzatim, Lo Yadati Ana Remuza Gzerib Zuba Hashas. Where does it say that? Says the Rosh. Where does it say that? That we're machmer, even when we know it comes from Hatzlodim? Really? He says that I lo yadati honor of muzik zera zubashas. Rabzera hu damar, Benosel Khmeratzvan, Shimroz, Tipusam Kechardo, Bistam Re'ehu da Kamar. When Rabzera introduced or informed us of the Benosel Khmeratzvan, that they should see Tipusam Kechardo. Yeah, that's talking about, Stam Re'ehu, okay? Well, you don't know. She suddenly bled, and we don't know where it came from. Okay, so then we have the Chumra. Avol, says the Rosh, Im haya yadua shebon min hatzadim, if you know that it came not non-Yurun blood, lo echmir l'tamas dama maka. That's like a dama maka. So what does he mean, says the Rosh? Well, you know, first of all, we're not bucky and we're not bikin and how to put the thing in. So he says, number one, what great bikis, what great expertise is needed for that? It's not such a complicated, it doesn't sound like that complicated a procedure. Okay, it seems pretty straightforward. So the Rosh, I don't understand what kind of great expertise is needed for that. And number two, the concern, well, anyway, nowadays we're machmir that any type of blood, you have to wait anyhow. Says the Rosh, what do you mean? That's not true if you know it came in Hatzadim. When Reb Zera introduced that Chumrah or informed us of the Chumrah that the Benos Yisrael, you know, Echmir Latzman, that's talking about Stam Re'ia. But if you know it came out Stodim, what's the problem? Okay, Ve'ein Lano Elamash Motzin Anu Ba'ashas Im Adam Chashim Rov Anrosu Prishos Ena Rotz Lizman Latzmo Lazmaisi Yenag Midas Prishos Latzmo. Someone wants to be Machin, that's his business. Avalo Nitan Likasu B'Sefer LaHoros Bola Dor Saboin. He doesn't think the Ravid wants, and the Ravid's a Baal Nefesh, and the Sefer is called Baal Nefesh. He wants to be Machmer on himself. Okay, good. He's going to be Machmer, but they don't enforce that. Okay? You can't do that. He says, Lo Yora Adul Hachmer Medaita Im Lo Yishayavi Raya's Burus Menashah. So the Rosh also pretty emphatically dismisses the basically a two pronged criticism. Of the Shita, of the Ramban, and of the Ravid, the Ramban quotes the Ravid, right? Number one is that it doesn't seem to be any great expertise is needed to do this Bidika. Number two, we know the Dam came, we don't say, it's not like we wrote Tipa Dam Kechardo. Okay, the Shivanakim is needed, and we don't know where the Dam came from. Or we do know it came from the Mokka, but if we know that it came from the Stadim, then it's all right. All right, the Rambam in Hilchas Yisur B'er Perag Dalalachach of Beis, Paskins this way also, apparently even Bisman Azeh. Ketzad, Bodeka, Satzwa, Leda, in near pace, Olo near pace, and it's to, has her condition gotten better, you know, or not? Mevia Shofer, Shal Aver, and I'm not saying it's Shal Aver, again, lead, Upia Rotzav, Atocha, and it's bent in such a way that it covers it. Machnes, Ashraz, Admokom, Shiachola, she inserts it as far as she can, okay? Umachneses betocha shofaris mikol umoch munach harosho vidofekes ad sheyagia moch litzaver harechem. Right, you know, we had at the beginning of the year, right, the opening the rechem, the uterus. In min tzadam harosh hamoch viyadu shadam shiro b'shas tashmish min hamokor. If turns out when she takes it out, she sees dam there, then it must be correct that unfortunately the dam that she sees b'shas tashmis is taka min amokar. Lo nimtzal amokum b'yadua shadam shorom midochah katzadim v'tori. Then whatever dam she sees with the husband, whatever dam she sees with the husband, machmas tashmis is not really machmas tashmis. It's not really neither dam. Okay, it's tahori materetzli no salachem. Of course, she'll be on a bilchosish, and she can marry somebody else. Okay, I don't think she can stay with the third husband. We'll have to come back to that. Let me say, she can't go back to the third husband. She can remarry after a fourth, another husband. She can't stay with the third husband either. Yeah.
Why can't she do this bedika after the first husband?
Yes, that's an excellent question. Okay, well, what do we make her get divorced one time, two times? And if you look in source 15, which I'll probably do probably tomorrow's year. But I'll start maybe at the beginning, but to take a look for now, since you asked for 15, okay. Omar Reish Lakash Biochan, the Tivdok Atzma be a Shlisha Shabbal Rishon. Why not do that, right? So the Gemara will explain why, okay? But so the Gemara will ask that question. Okay, well, I may just introduce it at the end of the shiur today, but it'll be more tomorrow. But it's a good kasha. The Gemara asks it, and the work is a teretz. But for right now, I'm just sticking with what it says here, what we're up to, okay? But as we got it, there was a good kasha, but the Gemara will deal with it. Okay, anyway, so the Rambam says that we do the bedika, and since the Rambam brings it all down, it's talking about even Bizman Azeh. We do perform this bedika in Bizman Azeh. And the one thing the Rambam does say is, look at the end of the first line there. And again, this is Perek Dalav of Hilchos Rabbi Alacha Chof Bey, the end of 9. Machneses ha-shofares ad mokom she'i chola, as far as she can get it. Okay? So keep that in the back of your head. The Beis Yosef, here by us, in your Yerodeh Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, our Simen, so it's 10. The Das HaRambam Zal, Perek Yudal of Hilchos Yisur Rabbiya, Kedas HaRosh Zal, V'chein Das HaRashbo, B'Torah Sabayis, V'Das HaRan, and many others, V'Kosa She'kein Yirshu Das HaRif. Well, if you notice, the Beis Yosef refers to the Rambam, the Rosh, and the Rif. Okay, so according to him, that's the big three. Okay, that's the general opinion of the Beis Yosef in terms of Psak, that the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh were the three Gedolei Horah, we mentioned many times, and that's how he's going to Paskin. And here they all agree. Sometimes they'll disagree, so he says he's going to go best 2 out of 3, right? He'll take the 2 out of the 3 sheet. But here they all agree. That's what the Beis Yosef seems to be stressing. Right here, they all agree. The Rambam, the Rosh, through the Rashbo, and also. But but you have all three of them, so that's how we're going to paskin. It's interesting, the Darkei Moshe, I don't have a riot that one about the his correct. It was just bothering me a little bit. The Darkei Moshe there, on the tour here, we have by us in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, in Ozdalad, he says, V'chein Kosov Haram Padua, Simon Yud, V'chuvosov, the Bodkin Bizmanazeh. He quotes the Maram of Padua. Padua's in Italy. He quotes the Maram Padua, one of the Rishonim, who also says that in his chuvas that Bodkin, we do this Bedik Bizmanazeh also. I was wondering when I first read it, what's he, you know, Amishkayach. So you found the Maram of Padua says that way. So what is he adding? The Beis Yosef quoted, you know, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Rif, the Ran, the Rashba. You know, so he added, oh, by the way, also the Maram of Padua holds like that. What's the Ramo's point here exactly? Okay, so I don't really rhyme what I'm about to say, but I was thinking, you hear my question? Good, you found someone else. Also, like, I'm not taking away from the Maram of Padua. The Maram of Padua is an important person. In fact, it was interesting. You know, there was a Dion. There's a Chuvas Haramo about it. The Maram of Padua, there was a whole, in fact, one of the most important Chuvas examined to this day on the subject of copyright law. Copyright law. Okay, in terms of printing Sfarim and so on, based on Chuvas HaRamo, I forgot which Sim, I think it may be Simon Yud in the Rashbo and the Ramo also, because the Maram of Padua put out an edition of the Rambam, the Mishnah Torah, and with his Hagos, and at first of all, he cleaned up some of the mistakes, and you know, I don't call it a critical edition exactly in today's terms, but you know, he wanted it published. Now, in those days, you know, Jews, had, the publishers were goyim, you know. So so he wanted to print this Rambam with his work in it and so on and so forth. And one of the rival non-Jewish publishers wanted to put this Jewish publisher that the Maram of Padua worked in, wanted to put him out of business or at least outsell him. So he also printed an edition of the Rambam, a more improved edition of the Rambam. Not with the Maram of Padua's comments, but it will prove more, you know, so that was going to take away business. And so it was a whole suit whole question of copyright infringement. So that's what the – anyway, that was the Rambam Padua. So I just thought, you know, maybe the Ramah says this because the Ramah in general, I mean, again, the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber writes that he's going to paskin like the three great Mora Hara, and that's the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. And when they disagree, he'll go with, you know, the two out of the three, which leans towards the Sfardim, because the Rif and the Rambam are Sfardim. Okay, then so is the Beis Yosef Kara, so it's not an issue. All right. And we also mentioned numerous times that sometimes that he'll, even when he doesn't go with the Rambam, the other two outweigh the Rambam, and he'll still quote the Rambam, which you've seen, I'm sure, many times. But the Ramah's position on all of this was, or is, that, you know, yeah, it's true that the Rambam, the Rosh, the Rif, they were important Mora Hara, but there are other, you know, other Mora Hara, I mean, Tam, you know, Rashi, I mean, Tam, the Balatostas, you know, and the Maram Rutenberg, and other poskim as well. And that's the sheet of the Rosh, you know, of the Ramah. I mean, the Ramah will often quote, the Ramah will often quote the Balatostas. And Rabbeinu Tam, you don't just dismiss them. He picked the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. But the Ramah, you know, so maybe that's why he sticks in. Well, we should know that they're not the only ones, right? There are other important poskim also. I don't know if that's what the Ramah was getting at, but I thought it might. You know, I remember when I was discussing with somebody, Rosh Hashiva, about Tchelis, you know, about Tchelis. So person told me, this person told me, he wears tchelis, as do I, on the tzitzis, and he told me, you know, he wears it in accordance with the Rambam, right? You know the machlokas, how many strings have to be blue, assuming this is the correct tchelis. I'm not going to that right now, but it's another time we can talk about it. But how many strings have to be tchelis, you know? So according to the Balaitosis, it's two out of the four have to be tchelis. I mean, when you fold them over in each corner of the bag, it's four out of eight, right? Half and half, half blue, half white. According to the Rambam, it's really half of one. So when you fold it over, it's one of the four. When you fold it over, it's half, it's one out of eight. It's half of one of the four, so it's one out of eight. You take four strings, and you only dip up to, it's I guess more, the reason the Rambam is more expensive is because it's more time consuming, because you got to dip it just half of it. So when you fold it over, so it's one of the eight strings. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says it's two out of the eight strings, one whole one out of the four. Those are the three principal sheetas. But anyway, so this Rav, this Talmud Chacham, a much greater Talmud Chacham, I said he wears it in accordance with the Shulchan, with the Rambam, because he's quite sure that if the Mechaber would have paskin on this question, which he didn't. But if the Mechaber would have paskin on this question, he would have paskin like the Rambam. So therefore, we don't have a Shulchan Aruch on this topic. But if there would have been, then he would have paskin like the Rambam. So at the time, this is many years, I didn't have the guts to say yeah. And if the Ramah would have made a comment, he would have said yeah. But the Balatosa said the other way. You know, we're Ashkenazim. So I personally wear it, you know, like the Ramah, like the Balatosa. We're Ashkenazim. Usually follow the Balatosa. So I'm not sure how this rabbi would answer that. I didn't have the guts at the time to say it. An outstanding Talmud Chacham. I just remember him saying, so okay, you're right. It could well be that the Mechaber would have passed like the Rambam, but the Ramah, the Stama, would have quoted like the Balatosis. Anyway, so that maybe that's what Rambam Padua is doing here. All right, anyway, go weiter. Source 12. So here now in Sif Beis and Arasim and Kuf Peizayin, the Shulchan Aruch brings Ketzad Bodekes, and he paskins this halacha l'maisa l'zman hazeh. So we don't accept the opinion of the Ravid or the Ramban who agrees with the Ravid, but rather these other Rishonim, you know, the Rif looks like it holds that way since he quotes it, and the Rashbam Mefurish holds that way, and the Rosh Mefurish holds that way, and the Rambam Mefurish holds that way. So that's how we go. And the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Peizayin Sif Beis, so it's the 12. Ketzad Brodekes, Notela Shroferes. Okay, you take a Shroferish, Kone Cholol Shaloferes, a hollowed out, you know, tube. Okay. Shall aver a letter with a smooth material, pure otzalotocha, but no senes besocha mikhol. You put some kind of a stick inside, which has rosho moch, some kind of a cloth or wad at the top. Machnesos was mokom. Now notice what the Shulchan Aruch says. Ad mokom shashamash dosh. As far in as the male aver goes when they're having relations. It's a little different than the Rambam. If you look back in 9, the Rambam says, Machnesos ha shoferes ad mokom shiyacholam. As far in as she can. Okay, you stick it in as far as it goes, and that's not what the Shulchan Aruch rules. Shulchan Aruch says ad makom shashamash dash. Okay, that's a little bit of a difference. All right, it's a little different than Rambam, because here it says as far in as the Aver goes when they have relations. So the Shulchan Aruch continues. Nimtza dama rosho biyadua shum in a makor. If there's stuff on the top, okay, which was inserted all the way into the makor, so we know that the dam that she sees machmas tashmish is there, okay. Vasura imla biyadua shum in a tzodim mutaris. Okay, but if not, then nothing on the top, clean, and then whatever dam she saw is probably minat tzodim, and therefore she's mutaris. And he writes before us, and Mechaber does v'af bizman hazeh yesh lismo chabedika zu. Okay, we rely on this bedika even with manazeh. So Shulchan Aruch passes the furish like those other poskim. Okay, like those other rishonim, and he's not worried about the Ravid and the Ramban. Okay, comes a shach of cotton tes. It says aver here meaning lead, not the aver. Let's not mix up the word aver. It's the same spelling, but here aver is lead, and he quotes the truest masses Binyamin. The gam b'shar mina machlis. It can be other metals. The idea is that it's got to be smooth. It's not lav davka, we have lead. Okay, lafuke shel eitz. It's not wood, because wood is jagged. Okay, wood tends to be more jagged. Okay, the lo misarte. You don't want it to scratch. Okay, the nearly the wood shel barzel. Okay, any type of metal, iron, whatever it is, the tube, maybe glass, anything which is smooth. Okay, and that's what the shach is saying. It's lav davka, just not wood. But it doesn't have to be lead either. That's his point in Zukotin test. Now, Zukotin Yud, he writes as follows. Okay, he harps on this point that the Mechaber wrote Ad Mokum Shashamish Dosh. So again, he quotes that Shuvah Masav Binyamin. She ain't Zorach Lachnis Rosh in Mikol Vamoch Rak Ad Mokum Shehi Yechola Umishares Beatzma Lufi Omed Daita Shehi Gia Ad Mokum Shashamish Dosh. She knows when she has relations how far in the husband penetrates. So the shach is saying that we can rely on her. She doesn't have to go in as far as she can the way the Rambam says it. You know, she can do what's comfortable for her, because that's as far in as they ever probably went anyways. Okay, and you know, she can assess that. She knows from having relations how far the husband penetrates. So that's as far in as she has to go. All right. And she's believed, right? Admakom she yuchola misharis ba'atzma and the sivkot and yud neshach. Admakom she yuchola misharis ba'atzma lufiyomei daita. Admakom she get makom shasham zosh isha ba'atzma and the menes alze. Vein tzar klal lidcho kashu feres lamakom tzar bedochak. She doesn't have to stick it in so far; she's uncomfortable and so on and so forth. Ve'ein lano lachu shema lo echnisa kashir disha lo nitna tala malach asharis. Okay. We believe her to assess. She knows, right? We're not dealing with, it's not inches anyway, but we're not dealing with millimeters or centimeters or whatever. No, you don't have to be so exact. She should assess, and she's believed. This is as far as it penetrates. And lo nitna tala malach ha'sharis. Okay, that's what he says over there. Now, Sukkot and Yud Aleph, we find an interesting question. Okay, now. Because we said before, let's go over the case. We said before that she inserts this gadget, okay? And if the top has dam on it, again, she inserts this gadget after she's had bia for the third time with the third husband and roa dam machmas tashmish. So she inserts this thing to see if there's dam min hamokor or not. And the tube prevents anything from the tzadim getting on it. So if getting onto the moch. So if she pulls out the moch and she sees that there's dam, so it must be from the mokor, and then she's got a problem, a raw dam, machmas tashmish. All right, now. But what if when she, the assumption is that when she takes the thing out, there's nothing on the top, right? The top is clean, the moch is clean. It's as white as it was before. But what dam is where? It's on the tube, right? Because it indicates that it comes from that tzadim. Right, that's the way we've been assuming the case. Right, she inserts the thing, so there's nothing on top, but there's going to be dam on the side, and that indicates that as well. When she's with her husband, the dam did not came from the top, did not come from the mokar, but rather came in atzadim, which is some kind of irritation. It's a makar, and then it's mutter. Right, it's not urine blood. But the shach wonders. But one second, what if she does a bedika? Again, if she does this bedika and finds dam on the side, then we say that the dam machmas tashmish was taka minat stodim. Okay, minat stodim. But what if she checks and there's no dam on the thing at all? Okay, there wasn't dam minat stodim either. There wasn't any blood on anything. That's the question. You hear? If we find that there was dam on the side of the tube as opposed to on the moch, so we know the dam came minat stodim, and therefore it's not urine blood, and it's not raw dam machmas tashmish. What if she took the thing out and was no dam at all? So that's what the shach deals with here in Sukkot and Yud Aleph. Mashma dim lo nimtza lamoch bein she nimtza b'tzad ha'shofaris bein shelo nimtza klal muteris. The shach says that's what it looks like. V'chein mashma dibra poskim v'chein kasva bach and so on. All right, he says. She said the poskim say that as long as nothing was found on the top, then she's okay. Even whether there was stuff on the side of the tube, which indicates that she bled minat sodom, or even if the whole thing was that the side of the tube wasn't bloody at all, okay, benim lo nimtza klal, she's mutter, okay? And because of atam, dilo haya min amokar gam achshav haya nimtza arosh hamikol. The idea is that if there was dam machmas tashmish, if the dam machmas tashmish was taka min hamokar, then it would have shown up on this moch also. And the mere fact that it's not on the moch, I don't care about the rest, okay? And he quotes others who say like this, okay, and he quotes the Ritzvah, and one of the Balatosis, that filu bod gatzmai de shreiz alo motzadam klal, muteris l'sham v'shacharkach, why? Dilma nisrapa, whatever scratch was there, whatever irritation was there, it was not irritating when she stuck the tube in. If it's dam in amokr, it's going to show up on the moch, if there's real dam there. But if it's dam in hatzadim, it may show up when she inserts this tube. Okay, may show up on the side, but it may not. I mean, it's something. Maybe she's better. Maybe the problem is, you know, healed. Shaharei al yedei achnasa first. We gil yos kama yedei etzbo poshu. Okay, yeah. So that's what the shach says. So according to this, it's an important point. Okay, if no dam is found at all, she's muteris because maybe she had a problem with Shas Tashmish, doesn't have the problem anymore. And it wasn't, if the problem was Bishas Tashmish, it would still be there if it was dam in Amok, it would still be there when she did this Bedika, this unusual test. Okay, that's what the Shach says. All right, you look in the Pisrei Tshuva, and that's actually the discussion. Pisrei Tshuva here in Simchat and Tesvov, Simkuf Peizai and Simchat and Tesvov. So he takes a look. He says, "Take a look." Barheite, we'll quote to the shach. Umashma the gam im lo nimtza klal. Okay, and afilu ros achakach kam upon muteris the talin and shehu min atzorim v'chein kosav achavas das and so on. However, in other words, what he's saying here is even if she'll go back and see dam again machmas tashmish more another few times. Okay, you can say no, it came in atzorim. Right, that's what this bedika reveals. So that's one point, regardless of whether, you know, of the present issue of what she saw, was the dam on the tube or not. But besides that, this bedika, what the Pesach Tshuva is saying, that this bedika tells us that that whatever dam was there, I mean, I thought him, and therefore it's mutter, even if she sees dam again. Okay, even if she sees dam again next time she has tashrish, we can assume it's minat stodim. Okay, omnom hasidre tara cholak al zeh. All right, and he says, "V'si'em misha yirtzu lahakel afim rasal gimel pamim acharkach yistor kol raya shevesi." He says, "I don't think he's going to make it like that, okay? That she can just go back." According to the Chavis Das, she's mutter. According to the Chavis Das, she is mutter. Let's see, one second. Yeah. Even if no dam is found at all, she's muteris, and we'll assume that whatever dam shom machutasha came in at stodim. But the Sidur Torah and others argue with this, okay? And they say that if she would not find anything when she did the bedika, okay, and then she saw again, we can't say that it's minat stodim. Okay, we can only ascertain that it's, or affirm, or commit that it's minat stodim if you taka found something on the tube. Okay, he says that's from the Sidrei Tara. Shekasov Gamkein, Ba'ayim Melihu says Shekasov Gamkein, Dishkiluk, Bein Lo Nimtza Dam Klal B'Shoresu, and Nimtza B'Tzadim. Sheimotza B'Tzadim. Okay, that's the bottom line. Okay, the Rosh Hashulchan is printed here, but the Rosh Hashulchan, you can look in Sifalam and Gimel. Okay, that if you find dam on the Shofaris, it's a question whether she won't need Shiva Nikim either. Okay? But if you don't find anything, she'll need Shiva Nikim. If I let's remember, aside from everything else, if she has Roa Dam Machmas Tashrus, does she become a Nida and need Shiva Nikim? Well, if the Rosh HaShulchan makes a chilek, okay, if she finds on the side of the Shofar, then she won't need Shiva Nikim because it's clear that this is not uterine blood. So what's Shiva Nikim? But if you find nothing, then where'd that Dam come from? Okay, where'd that Dam come from? There was some Dam Machmas Tashrus, and now she did a Bedika and found nothing. So we can't assume it's been Atzam, so we have to wait Shiva Nikim. We won't make her get a divorce in his husband, but again, she's not home free either. And if she now goes back and sees another three times, she'll become usher again. So that's an interesting point, really, about Machlokas. The shach we saw before says that if no dam is found, she's muteris, because maybe she had the problem in Shas Tashma, not anymore. But the Pesachin Tshuva quotes, and not everyone agrees with that. Okay, and some are cholik, and it said if she doesn't find anything, which is the bedika, and then she saw again three times, we can't assume for sure that it's Minat Tzodim. That's the Pesachin Tshuva in Sivkot and Tezvav. In Sivkot and Tezayin, the next Pesachin Tshuva here, a quote also in Yehuda about the Shiva Nakiyim, okay, which we just mentioned really. And he says the Chavis Das holds in the middle that Tzricha Shiva Nakiyim Tamid Achar Kol Dam Shemotzes B'Shas Tashmish. Okay, even if it was on the side of the shofar. It's actually different shitas about what is in Shiva Nakiyim. The Rosh HaShulchan, like I said before, made that chilek. He says, if you find Dam, attack on the shofar on the side, then you won't need Shiva Nakiyim. But if you don't, you find nothing, you will need Shiva Nakiyim. That's another machlokas. All right. And then it's in Kotten Yud Zayin. And so on Yud Zayin, the Tshuva discusses this other issue of the Bedika now. He writes, Kosa B'Tshuva Samun Shmuel. She did a different type of bedika. Will that count? Or do you have to dafka through the shofaris? That's a different thing. And then at the end, he discusses how far you have to insert it. He says, six lines on the bottom, quoting the tzricha shetachni seir b'chol ha'efshari ad sheyagi lepesach pesach beisacherim udalo kamos ha'shach. Okay, Shain Tzorach Lidkokach. So that's a further machok, is exactly how far you have to insert it to do the bedika. Okay, so that's another issue. Just to, just to introduce the next topic briefly, which Ezra asked before. Okay, so the Gemara says a very simple question. Okay, the Gemara raised a very simple question in source. Let me just see this now. Source 15. It's Samu Fomer Aleph. Amalei Reish Lakish B'Yochanan. V'tivdok atzmo v'biyah shlishes shel baal rishon. Right? And then she can remain with the first husband, not get divorced. That's what Ezra asked before. Right? Why didn't she do this after it happened three times with husband number one? So why don't we do it? So Rashi explained in 16, Rashi, the Tivdok Babia Shisha Barish and Klomar, Babia Shisha Rish and Elach, Tashamash Hayde Bedika. Okay? She'll always do a Bedika before. Okay? In other words, the whole idea is, what, she have to Lama Tisgaresh, why she divorced the first husband? Let's see Taka. Okay? What's causing this? So now, each time before she'll do this Bedika, each time before she wants to Tashman, she'll see there's nothing Taka in the Rechem, so in the Mokers, so no problem. Right, and whatever dam she'll see must be coming from the Minat Tzodim. Again, without machlokas, whether I have to see dam or even if nothing. Okay, but you hear what the Gemara is getting at. Why should she divorce the first husband? Do a bedika, and she'll be mutter. But Rashi is, she'll be mutter from now on with some sort of a bedika beforehand, and then she'll ascertain it. There's no problem that this is not dam in a mokar, and therefore whatever dam she sees in the why not do this after the first husband? Yeah.
That means we assume that when she's raw machmas tashmish, that it's always the blood always starts before the Tashmish happens, that it would be caught on a Bedika in the first place?
So one second, hold that thought, okay? That's the assumption. If it's Dam in Amokar, it's not that, right? If it's uterine blood, then that's the assumption, okay? That's the assumption, all right? At the moment, yeah. Okay, correct. Okay, now, so V'lama Tisgaresh, why should she get divorced? All right, so... So that's the kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, Amar Lei, Lefisha ain kol etzbos shavos. Okay, We had that expression before. Not every man, not every male organ is exactly the same. Okay. So therefore, what will happen is if she does the bedika, okay, and it turns out that it's dam min hamokar, okay, then she'll never be able to marry another person ever again. Okay. And because who says it's just from that? In other words, she may not be able to marry anyone. It's better to get divorced from the first husband and try again with another husband. If she taka finds that she's well dam machmas tashmish, it happened, you know, three times. So, it's better not to do a bedika. Better not to find out that this dam. Okay, that's the Gemara's teretz. There's another concern also. Maybe she won't do the bedika properly. So let's look on Rashi. The lefisha ain't called as both shavu. Second Rashi in 16. V'shema bebal acher lo titzarch bedika. Right? Maybe it's better to be with the second husband, not need all these bedikas. Let her get divorced, and the problem will be solved. And hilchok miskareshes suppose. Okay. In other words, the mashmos is that once she does that bedika and finds something, she's now asura to the first husband. Okay. In other words, she's usher. The concern is that once she'll do the bedika after the third time with the first husband, so she'll be labeled the raw adam machmas tashmish. We label the raw dam machmas tashmish. Therefore, it's better not to do a bedika and just to assume it had something to do with this husband. Okay, then that's the teretz. All right, it's better for her to try with it to get divorced the first husband, try again with somebody else. Right, don't label yourself a raw dam machmas tashmish. That's the idea. The bedika might mess her up. Okay, the bedika might mess her up and label her a raw dam machmas tashmish, which can she'll be awesome to anybody. Okay. And then the Gemara asks, Amalei, v'tivdok atzma b'rishon shel baal shlishis. Why not do the bedika with the, why wait for three times for the third husband? Do it right away. Okay, as Rashi said, mishaboa le'a pam achas lo t'sham eshniya below bedika. Shehuchzuk abagimla, it's supposed, because they're chazokin out three different people. Meshaninan, ein cheskes b'achas chazokin, ein kolakochos shoven. Again, not all the movements are the same, not all the pressure is the same. B'shema b'ilazu ha'isa b'koch muruba hilchachat shetischazek b'gimel b'yis l'chol echad rechad. V'hoda t'iboy b'dika l'b'yiravias shal b'al shlishas. Okay, so that's, all right, well, let's see what's later ready. So we'll continue this, Meshem, tomorrow. We'll go over this again. But that's the idea. It's better not to be labeled a roh adam machmas tashmish, because that leaves open the possibility of marrying somebody else. Okay, whereas if she is labeled the royal dam or sash, then she's shut out. So it's better to try with a different husband before the bedika. Okay, and okay, we should be able to finish. We should be able to finish this tomorrow. Okay, so the rest. Where does it go up to? 30. Yeah. Okay, we'll finish it with that tomorrow. Okay. All right, so we'll stop over here. I wish you have a good day. And tomorrow also be on Zoom, regular time, 10:45, okay? And tomorrow we'll talk about Thursday. Have a good day.